Warning, this episode contains references to poop or feces or the infamous number two. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass, or just so happen you were that dumbass.
And this week, we didn't actually get an email. I'm kind of fudging it on this one because I saw this story and I wanted to cover this, so... This one comes to us from NBCBoston.com.
Boston?
Boston. Serial pooper caught in the act and arrested.
A serial pooper.
Pooper. I mean, I'm a serial pooper, but I keep it to my own toilet.
I don't think I would be considered a serial pooper. I think I'm more of a regulated pooper.
Well, you do it in a series.
Huh?
In a series, you know, one after another.
Yeah.
You don't typically poop in parallel, do you? You'd have to have two asses for that.
Yeah, you can't poop in parallel. You can poop in series, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Serial pooper.
Got it.
Okay. A woman is accused of defecating in the parking lot of a Massachusetts outdoor goods store 9 times over the past several months after police said she was caught in the act on Wednesday.
Fantastic.
Andrea Grosser, age 51 of Ashland, was arrested Wednesday near the Natick outdoor store, according to a report from Natick police. Henry Canner, the owner of the store, said she'd done it 9 times, but she was arrested on 8 charges of defacing property. Canner said he installed surveillance cameras outside to catch shoplifters, but ended up catching Grosser defecating in his parking lot.
She dropped a deuce in the parking lot.
9 times. 9 times.
Cleaned up in the parking lot.
And then it happened again. And then it happened again, he explained. We saw a pile of human excrement with a little bit of toilet paper on top of it in the parking lot.
Well, at least she brought her own paper.
She planned for it.
Yeah.
She knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
She was prepared. After a series of complaints, Grosser defecated out the driver's side door of her SUV, a 2018 Lincoln MKX, around 6:55 a.m. after the lot had cleared out.
Wait, why would be the lot would be full at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Well, she was waiting for people to leave.
Well, who would be there at 7 in the morning?
Probably not many people. That's why she was waiting for the people who were in the lot to leave.
But they would already be gone. If, like, I could understand this is 7 o'clock at night, but who would be there before 7 o'clock?
Just the people getting to work to open the store.
Odd.
Yeah.
She pooped out the driver's side door, so she just...
Of her Lincoln. She drove a Lincoln.
So she just drove up, hiked a cheek out the bat, and squirted it out, and wiped her butt and drove off?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, see, I would think you'd pop a squat against the tire or the side or something.
Okay, here it is. She had waited about 10 minutes for the nearby commuter train and shuttle buses to leave, then opened her SUV's door to create a barrier, police said. Grosser drove away after only a few seconds, allowing the officer to confirm that the feces were left at the site. She's got a space picked out just for this. The officer pulled Grosser over and told her he did so because of what he'd seen. According to the police report, she said she has irritable bowel syndrome and was on her way to the home where she works as a nanny. So why don't you wait till you get to the house where you're going to...
I guess when it hits, but I guess it always hits 9 times at that place.
At 6:55 a.m.
Yeah.
On the dot. The officer noted that there were several various nearby public restrooms, and she allegedly replied apologetically that she wouldn't relieve herself in the store parking lot again. The officer later confirmed with Grosser's employer that she had access to the home's restroom, the officer wrote. How would you like to be sitting at home waiting for your nanny to show up and a cop knocks on the door and says, hey, you let your nanny use the bathroom? Because she's been shitting in the parking lot over here at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yep. I guess that wasn't on the questionnaire for the nanny.
Nope.
Have you ever defecated in a public parking lot?
No, I have not. I don't think I've defecated.
No, I know you haven't, oh. Joel. I'm saying that would that be on the...
application.
Really, do you think I would ask you if you shit in a parking lot?
You might. I don't think I've ever peed
in a parking lot, but yeah, I've never shit in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
No. Not ever. I don't think I've even pooped like outside.
I've pooped in the woods.
I don't think I have.
Have I? Yeah. I've pooped in the woods. Hunting and stuff.
I've always been able to hold it.
Really?
Yeah. At least until I get to a restroom or
don't
something.
You own a bucket now? that you take camping?
I own a bucket. I have not used said bucket personally. I peed in the bucket.
Did we tell our story from the camping trip?
I don't think we mentioned the bucket.
No, but did we mention the toilet paper incident?
There was a toilet paper incident? I don't think so.
So, folks, while we were camping 3 weeks ago now.
I remember this now.
There's a maybe 100 yards, maybe 75 yards or so from the campsite are the porta potties.
Yes.
So I, in my morning routine, go to the
good morning constitutional.
Yes. Morning constitutional. Because we try not to poop in the camper. It's a small camper.
Right.
You know, and we don't want to stink out the camper.
So, and you don't want to empty that either and have the.
No. So we try to do number two at the porta potties. So I go to the first porta potty and check, and knowing that I've got to my morning constitutional and there's no toilet paper. Close the door, move on to stall number two, and there is toilet paper there, so I decide to use that one.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime,
I hear the door open up to the one to my right, which I just passed.
Which was me, because there was only one open, unoccupied stall.
And then I hear the sound from, I'm not a sound, I hear someone, I didn't know it was you. Obviously, I'm in the porta potty.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear somebody go, well, shit. So I giggled and then walked out I walked out and I saw your Jeep.
Yep.
And I said, Joel, is that you in number one? Yeah. No toilet paper in there, is it?
Nope.
Would you like for me to, I said, hang on. So I go back and pull out some sheets and gave him a nice little
wad
of paper.
I appreciate that.
Crack the door a little bit and I'll hand it to you. Door cracks open. Here.
Thank you.
What's up?
Yep. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's what friends do.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what friends do.
Yeah. The next time I took the little package of wipes with me.
Or how about you just check when you go in? If you know you got to do number two, check that there's toilet paper.
Yeah, but if you got the wipes, you get nice and clean.
Well, I understand that.
I just forgot to take them that time because it was early and I hadn't had my caffeine yet.
All right. Back to the story.
Canner said he still can't understand why she would do this when she works nearby. Quote, she takes care of business, whether it's raining out, whether it's snowing out, he said. Why would someone do this? And it turns out she just works up the street. Police began investigating the defecation situation in December when Canner told them he found human feces on his property at least 8 times since October, providing police with a partial license plate that matched grocers. Quote, at first they thought it was an animal, but then they noticed toilet paper and other wipes. Items animals would not have access to.
I ain't seen many dogs wipe their own ass.
Lieutenant Kara Rossi told Metro West Daily News.
Now, I've seen bears wipe their ass.
Oh, that's a commercial. Those are cartoons.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not real?
No.
Okay.
The real bears don't sing, my hiney's clean. Yeah, it's Charmin clean. The owner of the outdoor goods store said he does not know the suspect and is unsure why she would allegedly defecate in his store's parking lot. Grocer faces charges that include 8 counts of wanton destruction of property. What property did she destroy?
8 counts. What's wanton?
Wanton.
What's wanton?
Reckless.
Really?
Yeah.
Reckless destruction. Well, yeah, but it's not. It is. It is.
No.
Yeah.
You get a hose. You can spray it off. It's fine. That's not destruction.
I think it is.
She was released without bail on Wednesday and is due back in court on March 2nd. Oh, I guess that was last week. According to the Metro West Daily News, it wasn't immediately clear if she had an attorney who could speak to the charges. That's what you That's a case you dream of when you go to law school, isn't it? Defending the lady that's pooped nine times.
I have irritable bowel syndrome. Really? It hits you every single week in this parking lot.
Like clockwork, doc.
Well, that's our list of Quickie Show for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story for some dumbass you know, please send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a Massachusetts parking lot with some toilet paper on top.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. His Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
No toilet paper in there, is it?
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC, all rights reserved.